Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning. Dak Prescott is not special. Good quarterback, nice quarterback. But it just shows that he cannot win a game himself without a running game. And great quarterbacks, or really good quarterbacks, can take a team on their back and win when you're missing something. And certainly they're missing something important. So that's my point. That's been my point for a year, that without that, Dak Prescott just cannot carry a team. And that's what really good quarterbacks are. They carry teams.
Don't disagree with you, and we'll see how it plays out here for the next couple of weeks. They're going to struggle to make the playoffs and see if they can survive during this six-game suspension.
Well, they're hoping. I'm sure Zeke Elliott's hoping it's and Jerry Jones. The union doesn't get involved because this thing should never be in court. It's a collectively bargained thing that the union has with the league that the commissioner can either be the arbitrator, appoint the arbitrator, and those penalties are final, but courts get involved. The legal system in our country really is a joke. They shouldn't get involved, but he hopes by having a hearing after four games at the NFL, say, oh, okay, you did four games, and you can come back. The NFL's not going to drop this thing. So, and I want to see him serve the full six games, but it doesn't matter. If Jerry Jones wasn't such an idiot and would have allowed this suspension to go through when it should have gone through at the beginning, they may have been able to pick up the pieces and compete. Now they really have problems at this point in the season, the worst time of the year that you want to lose a key player like that. So, yeah, if the Cowboys lose on Sunday, then they are officially dead. I'm sure they're going to be a desperate team, but they're really not good. When you only score 7 points against the Falcons, you're really not in the game. How good can you be? Because the Falcons are just not the same team this year as they were last year.
By the way, Howard, we were talking about Dak Prescott not being special. We got to see it firsthand. Carson Wentz is special. I mean, just blown away by his performances this year. He may be the MVP of the league.
Well, right now, and the season's not over right now, so we should all make that clear, that he is the MVP of the league. I don't think there's any question he's the MVP of the league. The thing I had said here in Philadelphia is if Wentz was on the Cowboys last year with what they had, really great offensive line, receivers, running game, Wentz would have had better numbers than Dak Prescott. And if you flip that and put Prescott with the Eagles with no wide receivers, a messed up offensive line, running back that's always hurt, Dak Prescott wouldn't have done as well as Carson Wentz. Now, Carson Wentz had a nice year, but it was his rookie year, and he had some learning to do, but he had nothing to work with. And Dak Prescott would have not even been near what Carson Wentz did with the Eagles last year. So that's the way I look at it, and I compare those guys. But listen, the Cowboys got lucky in drafting Wentz, Prescott, because they would have really been in trouble. But he's not special. He's just not special. And just watching Carson Wentz work every week and play a game, Carson Wentz is special. Now, he really has to continue that upward trend and get better, but he's the best quarterback in the division right now, and it's not even close. It's not even close.
When's the last time that you can remember, Howard, that there was this much excitement for the Eagles?
Well, there's always excitement, but not like this. When you say this much excitement, it's taken a while. You have to go back, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years, when they were competitive and had a chance at the playoffs. 2004 is when they went to the Super Bowl. They made playoffs after that, and they made a lot of conference championship games. But I guess it's been 6 to 8 years before you had the last time you had this kind of excitement. When you think about it, they're the best. They're the best team in the division, but they might be the best team in the NFL. I'm not a believer in the New England Patriots, and I'm certainly not a believer in Pittsburgh, because the way the Steelers struggled on Sunday against Indianapolis is ridiculous. So tell me what team that you think right now is better than the Eagles. And I think you'd be hard-pressed. You could say the Patriots, okay. You could say the Patriots because they have Tom Brady. But outside of that, I think the Eagles are better than them. But outside of that, I can't find anybody.
Do you give Dallas any shot on Sunday night?
Well, because they're desperate. Desperate teams sometimes have to do desperate things. But they got an owner that tells the coach, the head coach, what to do. That's a mistake. They've got a problem. Now, they may get some players back, but they're going to lose their linebacker, Sean Lee. There's no,
yeah.
I don't think Sean Lee's going to play with his hamstring injury on Sunday. So that's big. The tight end, Zach Ertz, will abuse them. Do they have a shot? Yeah, because anybody has a shot. Anybody can win a game. They have a shot. Do I think they're going to win? No. I do not think they're going to win. The Eagles are clearly the better team. They come out every week. They don't have letdowns. And they dislike the Cowboys as much as everybody in football dislikes the Cowboys, probably more. And you don't want to single out one team, but they get up for Dallas week. And I don't know what you guys do and what the Redskins do, but everybody gets up for Cowboys week because they're the evil empire. So you want to beat the evil empire. And Jerry Jones has really become the evil empire. So that's all part of it.
You know, it's funny. Peterson's got, you know, the Eagles at 8-1, and yet everybody talks about Sean McVay for being coach of the year for what he's done with the Rams, and that's been a remarkable turnaround. But why does Peterson not get the credit? Is it because guys like Lombardi, trashed him before the season? I don't get it.
Mike Lombardi has got to, and he will not admit how ridiculous his comment was. What his comment was, he's the least qualified person to be a head coach in the NFL in his 30 years in the NFL. Well, there's so many other coaches. I mean, look at that dope in New York right now. The Eagles had Rich Kotite. What a loser he was. The Dallas Cowboys at one time, what they have, Dave Campo.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? And he picks on here. Mike Lombardi's got an agenda, and I like Mike, but he's got an agenda. He does not like Andy Reid because Andy Reid was the head coach when Mike Lombardi got fired from the Eagles. So he obviously believes that Andy had something to do with it. So can't go after Andy Reid because you know he's a really good coach. So he goes after one of his former assistant coaches, Doug Peterson. It's ridiculous the way he went after him. Now, Sean McVay has done a terrific job. Jared Goff has really turned it around. People thought, well, what a mistake that was. Well, it's obviously not a mistake now, and he's really good. And the Eagles are going to play them this year in Los Angeles. So that'll be, unfortunately, I think that game's going to be flexed to a night game because right now, that is, when you look at that schedule that day, that is clearly, without question, a great game that day. But they play in Los Angeles, and it'll be Goff, the first pick, against Wentz, the second pick that year, and we'll see. But Sean McVay's done a great job. But right now, when you look at the Eagles and you look at see what they've done, I don't know how you can't say that Doug Peterson, they're both coaches of the year, but how Doug Peterson is not, especially if he wins a division and gets home field throughout the playoffs. So it's 7 games to go for the Eagles, but there's a real chance of that.
I think you know by now, after being on this show for several years, that we're not blind homers for the Skins. I mean, in fact, of the four of us, only one of us is a Skins fan, but yet we want to see the team do well. But I think we're fairly objective. We're kind of lukewarm on Jay Gruden. We don't know. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, a great guy to have a beer with. He's very 500-ish. His record is actually below 500. What is your take? Because at full strength, I think you've seen potential when they played, when they were healthy and they played the Raiders. I mean, it was a dominating performance. And then even with the chips up, you know, with their backs up against the wall, what they did against Seattle. But at the end of the day, they're going to be probably 500 or slightly below this year. I mean, and yet Jay has another 3 or 4 years on his contract. What is sort of your view on Jay Gruden?
Well, the Redskins have the wrong Gruden as the head coach. Clearly, they have the wrong Gruden. I'm not a big fan of Jay Gruden. He might be a nice guy, and you guys cover him, and I don't. So, he probably is a nice guy, but he's not a coach that's going to take you anywhere. They won one division, and everybody, I guess, in Washington, you guys got all excited. But you really weren't that kind of team. And I don't think you're ever going to, ever with Jay Gruden, be that kind of team again. But you can't keep on changing coaches. And the quarterback, all that nonsense with the quarterback, you got to keep him because there's nobody else. You got to have a quarterback. And I don't know that Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback, but he's certainly a very good quarterback. And when they won in Seattle, that was stone cold luck. I don't think Seattle's a very good team offensively. Even though they scored all those points against Houston, you see how good Houston's defense is. It's brutal. So I don't really give much credence to that win. Listen, a broken clock's right twice a day. Mm-hmm. So the Redskins win a game in Seattle, and you might think they're kind of back. They're done. It's just, and you know they're done, and I know they're done, and they know they're done. They got to come out and play, but they're done because the only way they're going to make the playoffs is they have to win the division, and that's not happening because they have to finish with a better record than the Eagles because they lost twice. But I'm not a Jay Gruden. To answer that question, I'm just not a Jay Gruden fan. Nice guy, I assume, but not a coach that's going to take you anywhere. Wrong Gruden. Got the wrong Gruden.
Hey, Howard, how would you grade this NFL season? I mean, obviously up there in Philly, you're excited because your team's got the best record, but this has been a weird year. I mean, quarterback play has been awful. There have been some awful games. You have the protest controversy. You've got, the Elliott thing was front and center for most of the year. Now he's finally suspended. I mean, this has been a bad year for the NFL in general.
Well, there's always issues. The quality of football. Here's what, the protest thing is, it's sad because it's accomplished. It really is not a really help social injustice, which we know exists in this country. It's just they're using the platform of the NFL. Use yourself. Go out in the community. So I'm not a big fan of what's going on there, but that's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue, I think, certainly the Zeke Elliott thing has been a farce to wait this long to finally get this guy suspended. But the quality of play is just not the same. I think, and the players created that problem because, you can only practice. So I think it's because they're not allowed to practice as much as they used to practice. I know you're worried about injuries, and those are going to happen whether you practice more or you practice the amount of time they do now. The players have created this because in the union contract, you're only allowed to practice so much. It's different than the way it used to be. And that's the biggest problem to me. A Thursday night football, people complain it is too short. But I don't think there's any more – I don't think there's been any more injuries on Thursday night. Richard Sherman's out, so now the players will chirp about Thursday night again. Listen, I don't like Thursday night football games either. I think that it's certainly all for television. It's all about the money. But the players, you say, okay, we're going to eliminate Thursday nights, but you've got to reduce the salary cap by 10%. You think they're going to do that? No, we'll play Thursday night. No problem. As long as you don't take away their money. If you give them the same money without Thursday night, then they're happy. But you give them less money without Thursday night, no. They want the money. It's all about the money with the players. So I don't want to hear any more complaints. But it's not really good football, and the NFL is not the same quality football that we saw as little as 5 years ago. I think that's the biggest problem.
Hey, Howard, got less than a minute. Just wanted to give you a little time to talk about your Sixers. Exciting team. Ben Simmons is going to win Rookie of the Year. Joel Embiid is the real deal. How deep can this team go?
Well, I predict at the beginning they're 53 wins. I know it's a little crazy, and I think they can go deep in the playoffs. But there's one problem for them to do that. Joel Embiid has to stay healthy, and this guy is a China doll. They put him in bubble wrap half the time. He really is a China doll. They had him out for what they called load management. Well, he had a swollen knee, 11 games into the season. Before this season, he played 31 games in 3 years, never completed his college season. He's a really, really, really good player if he's healthy. Now, he played 36 minutes last night, but he's got to be healthy. And Ben Simmons has got to learn to shoot from the outside. If Scott Brooks was honest with you, and say hello to Scotty for me. I still call him Scotty when I knew him when he was with the Sixers. If he's honest, all you have to do is defend Ben Simmons going to the basket, and he's going to have trouble. He's got to learn how to shoot, and then he certainly is a really good player.
All right, Howard, always love having you on. It's Howard Askin. Check him out on WIP Radio. He's sideline reporter for the Eagles. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Howard.
Anytime. See you guys later.
All right, we will be joined by Scotty Brooks, 8 o'clock, as we talk to the Wizards head coach here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.